What the doodle is a value study. It is 95% of a digital painting. It is a major part of a fast, very fast, painting technique. The word value in art means the darkness or brightness of a color. So shadow and light. It is a study of shadows, midtones, light, and highlight. Someone chose the word value because it is short. And then it caught on because it makes an artist sound like a pro.
Hey bro, I gotta park my car in the low values so that the glue in my custom trim work doesn't turn to goo.
True story. So you start by painting a black and white version of your color photo. Which, when you think about it, it is much, much simpler and crazy quicker than when painting with a full color palette and all the questions that come along with it. And then, as you add rough colors, generic green for grass, fancy aquamarine for ocean, the computer will ignore the value in the color you picked and instead use the value from your value study. So you are laying down the right color and the computer ensures it's the right darkness based on the black and white painting you've created before. The shadows, midtones, light, and highlights that you already configured, and you know that it works because it looks nice in black and white. In the old way of painting, a value study is about finding the darkest spots in your painting. Pencils and charcoal were just perfect for it. Basically, you throw the color away and focus on the shadows first. For example, the old masters would create brown underpaintings that sometimes needed little more than a glaze of color. And here are some instructions on how to set it up. Once you have your black and white painting, add a new layer and set the layer mode to color. All big graphic programs have the feature, including the open source Krita and GIMP. And in this layer mode, your program will substitute value in all the colors on this layer with values from all the layers combined beneath it. Let me restate that. All the colors on the color layer will have their value removed. And then the value from all the layers beneath will be used. In this simple and rapid painting technique, it pretty much does not make sense to have any color beneath your color mode layer. What you want is black, grays, and white information, because that is what this technique is about. And one interesting way to test all this is to grab a black and white photo or even a picture of an ancient Greek sculpture, make sure to desaturate it, even though it may be black and white already, and then add a new layer on top and set the mode to color. And then use a flesh tone color or pick one from a color photo and gently spray it on the color layer. So as long as it is a flesh tone, it does not matter if the color seems too dark or too bright, because that information will come from the black and white photo or sculpture beneath.